Shabbat Shalom, wherever you are. May the peace of the Sabbath be upon you. Welcome. Please take a seat at my Shabbos table and join with me in welcoming the Shabbos bride. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehekianu vekiyamanu vehigianu lazman hazeh. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has granted us life, sustained us, and brought us to this season. Omein ve'omein. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam matir isorim. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has made the forbidden things permissible. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Baruch Sheim Hevod Malkato Le'olam Vaed. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Yea, you shall love your neighbor as you love your very soul. You shall guard him as you guard the pupil of your own eye. Amen. And now, just by way of letting people know what we'll be doing this wonderful evening, this evening of Erev Shabbat, we have, due to request from some of our people who come and worship with us on this evening, changed up the order of what we're doing a little bit to move up to the top of the liturgy, the Kiddush and the lighting of the Shabbos candles, the Kiddush and the washing of hands and the Motzi. We've moved that up to the beginning, whereas before it used to be at the end, and then cut out a lot of the music and determined to put the teaching portion at the end. And then this way, if people wish to stay around to discuss, they're more likely to remember what the teaching was because it didn't come first. It comes instead at the end. And so everybody is welcome to stay after the teaching and the prayer are over, and I will play music, and we can chat, discuss, have fellowship, whatever anybody wants to do. All right. And now we will do, for this part of the ceremony, we'll do the lighting of the Sabbath candles. Rebetzin Samanta, my wife, will light the Sabbath candles in fulfillment of the two commandments in Exodus, in a single sentence, to remember and keep the Sabbath. And I might just let everybody know, I have, besides the Rebbetzin, my wife here tonight, I have also my daughter and grandson and granddaughter. So we're having quite a few people here tonight. And in addition to that, we have you. This is all one extended family.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam Ashir Kadeshanu Vamitzvatav Vatsavanu Lahodlek Nayir Shel Shabbat Omein. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with his commandments and commands us to light the candles of Shabbat. Omein.
Omein. Thank you. Now I'll recite the Kiddush for Erev Shabbat. Vayhi Erev, vayhi Voker, Yom HaShishi, Vaykalu HaShemayim, Vayha'aretz, Vekol Tzavaim, Vaykal Elohim Bayom HaShavei, Malakto Asher Asa, Vayishbot Bayom HaShavei, Mikol Malakto Asher Asa, Vayverek Elohim Et Yom HaShavei, Vaykadesh Otoki, Vo Shavat Mikol Malakto Asher Bara Elohim La'asot. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Savri Maranan Verabanan Verabatai Barukata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'alam Boreei Peri Hagafen, by your leave, distinguished gentlemen, masters, and teachers, blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. And we respond together, Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'alam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotai V'ratzavanu, V'Shabbat Kodshu Be'ahava Uvratzon Hinkalanu, Zikaron lema'ase vereshit, kihu yom techela lenikrai kodesh, zeker litziat mitzrayim, kivanu vacharta veyotanu karashta mikol ha'amim, veshabad kodeshaka be'ahava uvratzon hinkeltanu, baruch atah Adonai mekadash ha'shabbat. And we respond together, Amen. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and was pleased with us in his holy Sabbath, in love and in favor. He gave us a heritage, a memorial of the work of creation, for it is the day beginning for holy convocations, a memorial of the Exodus from Egypt. For you chose us and sanctified us from all the nations, and your holy Sabbath with love and favor you gave us a heritage. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. And I appear to have lost that part of the liturgy in the copy-paste, but we say, Blessed art thou, Lord our God, who bringest forth wine from the grape. And now I will pour each person present, and you should do this yourselves, some wine from the Kiddush cup. Is Audra going to do this? Okay. Our 7-year-old granddaughter Audra has run off. We raise our glasses, clink them together, and make this toast to life. L'chaim. After the Kiddush, and before the meal, each person at the Shabbos table washes their hands by filling a cup with water and pouring it over the top and bottom of the right hand, and then the left hand. And this is a ritual washing of hands. And then we towel our hands dry. Marukatara Nayalahenu Melaka Alam Asher Kiddishanu Bemitzvata Vitsavanu Al Nitalat Yadayim. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with his commandments and commands us concerning washing of hands. And now the Hamatzi, the breaking of bread together. And so I remove the cover from the two challah loaves and lift them up for my family and our guests to see. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam hamotzei lachem min ha'aretz. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringest forth bread from the ground. And then we each tear off a piece of the bread. Amen. And now there will be a short musical interlude, and about 2 minutes, and then we'll return for the teaching. Shamru. And now it's time for the teaching. Rabbi Yisrael ben Eliezer, the Baal Shem Tov, which in English means master of the good name, He was the 17th century founder of Hasidism, teaches us, pray continually for God's glory that it may be redeemed from its exile. Pray continually for God's glory that it may be redeemed from its exile. As those of you who attended or otherwise heard last Wednesday's shiur on post-Lurianic Kabbalah will remember, I was teaching on the mystical significance of the passage in Exodus 3:14, in which Moses is standing before God, and God is in the form of the divine fire in a burning bush, in a thorn bush, which is not consumed by the fire. And God exclaims, ultimately, in this interface, God exclaims, Aheya Asher Aheya, which I have translated literally, and I believe more mystically, to be, I am, blessed am I. I am, blessed am I. And if you recall, we brought down three mysteries regarding this statement. First, it consists of three Hebrew words, thus incorporating the mystical significance of Gimel, the number three, which is so wrapped up in God's creation of the world and his giving nature that spurs him to constantly renew and bless his creation. Second, these three words, Aheya, Asher, Aheya, constitute what's called a palindrome, that is, a set of words that read the same, whether you read them from their beginning or from their end. And I pointed out that our father Avraham's teaching in his book, Sefer Yetzirah, the Book of Formation, says, their end is in their beginning. Their end is in their beginning. And I said that this alludes not only to the ten holy sephirot, but on a deeper level, also to all of God's creation, including his children. Third, I brought down that all palindromes, including Aheya Asher Aheya, or in the Shema, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, the three words Adonai Eloheinu Adonai, there's another palindrome. So in any of these palindromes that we find in Torah, that all of these are verbal mirrors that serve to remind us of whom we are and what our relationship is to God and the cosmos. With respect to our relationship to God, Carl Gustav Jung, the great 20th century psychologist, theologian, and indeed avatar, wrote, "Man is the mirror which God holds up before him, or the sense organ with which he apprehends his being. That is, we have been made in God's image. And when God sees us, he sees his own reflection." What does this mean? It means that we cannot encounter God face to face. Rather, we stand in direct relationship only to God's zelem, which is Hebrew for image, the image in which he made us. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, Moshe stood before the burning bush and could not see God's face. Instead, he gazed upon the divine fire, which is God's kavod, which is Hebrew for glory. Later in Exodus 33, verse 18, on the very same mountain, Mount Horeb, Mount Sinai, mountain with two different names, but the same mountain, God's mountain, Moshe asked God to show him his glory. And in this he must have meant his face, for God replied, "I shall make all my goodness pass before you. I shall shield you with my hand until I have gone past. Then I shall take my hand away, and you will see my back. But my face you cannot see, for no human being can see me and survive." So Moshe had to settle for a view of God's back, which is to say, God's zel, his shadow, which is the root of zelem, which means image. We too are faced with this decision that God has made not to show anyone his face. We too in our lifetimes will encounter God's immediacy only in the resplendent light of his glory or in the darkness of his shadow. Our duty as God's children is to love and bless Him as our divine Father, just as we should love and bless our earthly fathers. Our avodah, or divine service, as serving members of His creation, is twofold. First, with respect to the resplendent light of His glory, or as God put it when Moses asked Him to see His glory, His goodness, is how God described His glory, His goodness. So with respect to the resplendent light of God's glory, God tells us in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon you, and His glory shall be seen upon you. And the nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." Thus God tells us with respect to His glory that we are to be blessed, nourished, and strengthened by that light, the light of God's goodness, the light of God's glory. And being mirrors that shine in this world, we are to reflect that glory onto our brothers, our sisters, and all our relations, thus uplifting the world. With respect to the dark light of God's shadow, His zel, the view of His back that He gave to Moses on Mount Sinai, the Baal Shem Tov teaches us the indwelling glory of God embraces all worlds, all creatures, good and evil, and it is the true unity. How then, you ask, can it bear in itself the opposites of good and evil? But in truth, there is no opposite, for evil is the throne of good. And then he says elsewhere, even the followers of Abraham knew pride. Even the followers of Balaam knew humility. But the former had the right sort of pride. They lifted their hearts and dared to accomplish great things on behalf of God. And the latter had the wrong humility. They debased their hearts and did not trust themselves to fulfill the commandment, depart from evil and do good. That is, make out of the evil that which is good. Thus we are taught by our sages, our masters, those who have walked this spiritual path before us and have been righteous and found great favor in the sight of God. We have been taught to receive the shadow, the zel, of God's darkness and transform it into the resplendent light of His glory and radiate that light out into the world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, King of the universe, Creator of heaven and earth, Maker, Giver, Sustainer, and Destroyer of all the worlds, Chumash Sinipsu Chuani Shaweh Elohim Aheya Adonai, hear our prayer. Please accept our sincere thanksgiving for the blessing that you have given us of life in a physical body here in the world below. Thank you for the gifts of your wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and for your long-suffering patience, for we have repeatedly failed to love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our might. Forgive us for not loving our neighbor as we love ourselves, and redeem us from this fault, so that we may radiate your loving kindness and holy sustenance to all of our relations. Let us be your holy mirror, reflecting the resplendent light of your glory to the nations. Let us bring through the examples of our personal lives to those who are discouraged, who are in fear or sorely oppressed, the liberation of hope, courage, and strength. Grant us the confidence to look upon the darkness of your shadow and to transform that which is evil into that which is good. We say these things for your glory, for the glory of your name, and for the glory of your kingdom, in your holy name, as you have taught us to say, Aheyer Asher Aheya, I am blessed, am I. Omein, Veomein. And that's the new shorter version of the ceremony portion of and teaching portion of Erev Shabbat, and you can either go, or if you have things to do, or you can stay and engage in fellowship in the form of text messaging, or and listen to some Shabbos music that I will put on right now.